setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are crazy valuable and needed. But it also means you've got to do it. This isn't just about fulfilling some fantasy, some dream that's selfish. No. Somebody out there needs you to be you, and we're about getting you the clarity on who you are, what you want to do, why you want to do it, where you want to go. And we do that clarifying caller after caller, looking at what you do best and what you love to do most, because your sweet spot is at the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. You figure that out. There are multiple career paths, multiple jobs that will give you tremendous meaning and create work that you love. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. We go to Garrett, who's on the line in the Big Apple, New York, New York. Garrett, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I've been listening to the show for a while, and I find it really inspiring, and I decided to give you guys a call, and hopefully you can help me weed some things out here.
Okay, good. Let's go. What do we need to figure out?
Well, here's the thing. I'm definitely not in my sweet spot. You know, I landed this job a while back only out of necessity, and I'm currently working as a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
I put in 8 hours work. I don't skirt. You know, I do a good job. But I realized that this is definitely not my sweet spot. I'm in stage one, I guess, of this discovery stage.
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure out what it is that's been pulling at me. And I'm starting to notice that people are saying, you know, you really communicate well. And when you speak with me, I always feel like you listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now gotten me thinking, maybe there's something else to this as far as taking it, you know, seriously. What really got my attention was someone here that I work with, he's pretty important, said to me, he asked me, did I ever think about being a pastor?
Interesting.
Yeah, little does he know, I've been ushering at my church for the last 19 years, but I've never really looked at it like that. But now, more than anything, I'm hearing people say, you know, you have something about you, and it's just kind of strange. So I said, let me call and see where I can start with this thing.
Yeah. So let's just ask the clarifying question. If I could give you a full-time job in ministry, let's not even call it a senior pastor. Let's not get so specific yet, but let's just think about the area of work, the space in which you would love to be in all day, every day. If I could put you in a ministry position tomorrow, would that absolutely make your heart go bananas?
Well, here's the thing, because being, you know, in that atmosphere, I've seen, you know, the flock sort of fluctuate, goes up and down. There's a lot of pressure of, you know, maintaining a church and, you know.
Hold on a second. Yeah. You didn't answer my question. You immediately went to fear and doubt, and you went about three levels deeper. I didn't say be a senior pastor. In fact, I made a point of saying, don't think about a specific role. I'm saying if I could put you in a ministry position tomorrow, and you were in ministry, and you knew you were going to be successful, you knew you were going to stay the course, would you be fired up about that?
I would.
Okay, then. You see the difference? You started giving me all the things that could go wrong, and you gave me some fear, you gave me some doubt, and those things are real, and they exist. But that's not what I put out there. The question is, do you feel your heart pulling you into ministry where you are communicating, you are listening, you're teaching, you are counseling, you're walking alongside people in a ministry church context? Does that make your heart sing when you allow yourself just to think about the positive side of that work?
It does, but more so community-based as well. Now, that's the rub.
What's community-based mean? What does that mean?
I guess getting speaking with people. You know, here's the thing. You know, working in New York, the homeless population is just really—it's really bad, and the mental illness that I see every day, and it's just like this hurting. You know, people. You know, it's just—I don't know. That's the thing. As far as how I could sort of meld those two into.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how you could. Because if you're working for a church or a nonprofit, a let's call it a parachurch is a term used, meaning that it is ministry in focus, but it is not an actual church. Okay. It is a religious organization, so that's a term, parachurch. And so if it's again a religious nonprofit, let's call it that, or an actual church, if you are an employee of either one of those ministries and you are serving that flock, if you will, the parishioners, as well as you're involved with ministry out in the streets, the homeless, the mentally ill, and you are engaged in that, you can do both that way. I mean, that I believe, forget denomination, forget religious affiliation for a moment, I believe that the church ought to be leading on all those initiatives, not the government. So if you're asking how do you combine both, well, you get in ministry and then you do both of those things. And here's the other thing. You could be 99% or 95% official church work and then still fulfill your passion with volunteering through the church services. Doesn't mean that you have to be full-time employed focused on that. So this idea of, oh, how do I do both? Well, easy. You do both. One may be more professional, the other may be more personal time. But the issue is this. You started out the phone call going, I feel like I'm trying to figure this out. And I don't think you are. I think you're worried about how to get there and what that looks like. And it looks like this. What does it take for you to be qualified? Do you need a seminary degree? That's going to take some time. How much time is that going to take based on how much it costs? And now we have ourselves, okay, this is a 12 to 18 month process where I'm going to begin learning, doing what I need to do so that I can transition into this role full time. So that's what this looks like.
All right.
So here's the deal. You know what your heart's telling you to do, yes or no?
It does.
Absolutely. Yeah. So listen, now get your brain engaged with those three questions. You know, and start doing some initial research. What are all the places in New York City that I could potentially want to work at? Ministries, again, nonprofit ministries and or churches. Do they have a robust outreach to the homeless community, to those who are down on their luck on the streets? Okay, what's that look like? So go identify all these different places, and in identifying those places, you're going to get really fired up, and then you begin to figure out, okay, those three questions. What do I need to learn to do to get qualified? How much is that going to cost me based on my financial reality and my time commitments with family? How long is it going to take me to get there? Now, all of a sudden, we see a clear path. Okay? And then just start. Even if it's a little bit at a time. One class. That's fine. That's progress. Most people are sitting on the bench. Get in the game, Garrett. Somebody out there needs you to be you. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. This is the place where we help you get clarity on who you are, what you want to do, and why you want to do it. Because a clear person is a confident person, and a confident person is a courageous person. You're going to need clarity, confidence, and courage to stay with it, to step in to the dream job. And we can help you. You have the answers. I promise. We just simply need to know what you do best. and what you love to do most. And then we figure out all the different ways that you can use what you do best to do what you love to do most. That's the sweet spot. And that's when you are experiencing a state of flow. That's right. Monday through Friday, you can hit it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go across the pond to England, where Deborah is on the line. Deborah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Deborah. How can I help today?
Hi. Yeah, basically, I feel like I'm just really stuck career-wise. My passion has always been, from as long as I can remember, is to be able to have an online business. What that would be doing, I'm still yet to find out. Mm-hmm. I do love arts and crafts and things like that. And here in the UK, in particularly Nottingham where I live, all our Christian bookstores have gradually shut down except for one. I often go in there and I think it's just so drab. And you know, for me, if I had the money, I would like to have my own bookstore. But I just don't have the finances to do anything like that at the minute. So I would like to do something online.
Yeah.
And also another thing that, you know, I realised is that, you know, not many people are buying things, you know, Christian like Bibles and things like that. They're actually using apps. I think that it's something that I would have to think about quite clearly.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. An online business is something that I've always wanted to do because I've just wanted that flexibility. So.
Yeah.
No matter where I am,
okay.
I'm always able to work. As long as I have a laptop, then, you know, I'm able to work.
That's right. Okay, so let me ask you this. Yeah. Is your financial situation right now, does it require you to have a full-time job?
At the moment, I work part-time.
So you don't have to work full-time?
I don't, no.
Okay, that's good news. Do you have to work part-time? Is that something that if you weren't doing, you have another income in your family that's helping out? Or what's your status on this?
Yeah, I would definitely need to work part-time.
Okay, what do you need to make? What do you need to make on a part-time basis? What's that number?
Well, because here in the UK, it depends on our income. We get things, and if you know that, working tax credits and things like that, we get assistance.
Okay.
So if we're on a low income, we get help sort of from the government to sort of bulk up that money a little bit more. But in all fairness, to be honest, I'd like to completely move away from that. I would like complete financial freedom.
Okay, good.
And at the moment, it's achieving that.
Gotcha. Okay, so here's where we go with this. The issue is beginning to go deeper into what you shared with me are things that you're passionate about. That's all very good information. There are many different clues there. And now it's about figuring out what would be the most inexpensive online opportunity for you to become a retailer. What does that look like? And instead of, you know, racking your brain about the whole business, I think you need to dial it back a little bit. And what I mean by that is let's just focus on what is it that you most would love to sell? You know, what if everything was working and you just knew, okay, I launched a website tomorrow and I knew it was going to be successful, at least starting out, you know, I knew it was going to be a good start. I knew that I could build it. We just knew that it was going to work. You've got to identify what it is you most want to sell. And it, you know, that's the starting point. And then whether or not that's feasible or not, meaning you're going, Ken, I don't have the capital, because you don't have a lot of finances right now, extra money for you to put into a startup. So the issue is, what do I need to do now that will lead me down the path in the near future or even distant future? So we have to embrace that it might take a while. That would lead me down the path to where I could have my online business. So let's start with, you mentioned things like arts and crafts and a bookstore, and obviously you're intrigued by the faith-based books and products. So if everything was going to work and you knew it was going to work, what would you be selling and why? Give me the quick sentence. Don't over-talk it. Just tell me.
Yeah, personalized handcrafted cards.
Great.
Definitely.
Perfect. Okay, so I love how simple that is. So let's not try to build some big online business. Let's just go, I want to get into the personalized handcrafted note cards or gift cards or whatever. And so let's just keep it at that. So who's doing that well right now? That you don't have to answer that. But that's a question you need to answer in the next 48 hours. Who's doing that well in England or even in your zip code? Are there actual brick and mortar shops where people go for stationery and cards and all those arts and crafts? And I would like you to not just find out who's doing it well. I'd like for you to see if there's a part-time job there. And now you've got two part-time jobs, which does two things for you. Number one, it brings more money in, which is good news for you, okay? And it gets you financially more resources to get stable. And then hopefully after you're stable, you begin to save a good amount of that money that goes towards that dream of eventually launching your own website where you offer these things. Now, the second thing that it does, Deborah, which I'm more excited about than the extra money, is it gets you in that space. And you're surrounded by the stuff that you enjoy and you have a passion for selling and or creating, and you learn more and more about that industry. By getting paid to actually do that work, you're learning. Here's what the costs are on all these cards. They're selling them for $5 a card, but they're buying them wholesale at $1.30. So that's a real nice margin. And I'm making these numbers up. But you need to learn the ins and outs of the business. And then not just the business, but who are the distributors? Who are the wholesalers? Because when you find out who's making the product that they're selling, now you learn how the game is played. Now, some of these shops may make their own cards. But again, that's a laborer situation. And so you'd go, okay, well, what does it cost to hire somebody like that? To where they create our own goods and then we sell them. And so now you're learning the wholesale game versus the custom make-it-yourself game. And you're learning all that. And then, more importantly, let's remember, you're in the industry. And so you're making connections with wholesalers. You learn the game. You understand what all is involved. And now you're actually at a place where, from a knowledge and experience standpoint, you could, in fact, launch that online business. But it's too intimidating. It's too much trial and error if you to just try to start it right now. But you had an instant answer when I said, what's the one thing you'd sell? And so your rule going forward, when you're ready to start, start small, grow slow. Don't try to do too much. Don't incur a bunch of crazy costs because your dream is so big. We're going to start small and we're going to grow slow. That's the key. So, this is the proximity principle, folks. This is the book I wrote. Get around people that are doing what you want to do. Get in places where it's happening. And many times, stepping in part-time or even just volunteering to get around it. In this case, Deborah can actually make money and get good experience and make connections. Proximity positions me where I need to be and propels me to where I want to be. So that's your answer, Pamela. And excuse me, Deborah. And the time will come when you know, oh, I can launch this thing. Let's go to a quick social media question from our official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. How do you stay focused at your current job when you want to be doing something else? Oh, I love this question. Here's how you stay focused. It is your current job that is funding your future until you find the next thing to step into or you get qualified for the next thing you want to do. And that's going to take time to do it, time to pay for it. So until you're ready to step into the next, the place you're in now is funding your future. So you stay focused because you got to do a good job. So you keep getting paid so that you can fund the future. You better be grateful for the now, even though it's not the dream job. You might even be miserable. But until you have something else to step into, you better do your job. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Coming to you from Nashville, this is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us as we help you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a clear path to make that dream job a reality. Love to have you here in our Ramsey World Headquarters. You can come watch the show. I'm looking through the glass right now, and if you've never heard of Colonel Littleton, the bags, the leather goods that are handcrafted, they're amazing. And Dave's a big fan of Colonel Littleton. I'm a big fan. I've got a bag. I've got multiple products. I've got a money clip. I've got two different journals. And we give away these products many times at our events. And I'm looking through the glass, and you never know who's going to show up. And the colonel himself is showing me some type of leather good. He's teasing me right now. We can't talk to each other because it's through the glass, but he's here. And so I love the colonel. You got to go check out Colonel Littleton. There's a free advertisement. I'll send him a check later. I'll send him a bill, rather, not a check. But he makes incredible products. And here in Tennessee, by the way, Tennessee made. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, where Pamela's on the line. Pamela, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm calling. I've been in insurance for like 35 years, and I'm like over 55 years old. And I'm looking to know what my next move is. I mean, I like coaching. I've taken a mini coaching class kind of at my church, and I'm going to do something in the community. I haven't started that yet. Mm-hmm. And one of my loves was when growing up was like making clothes, and I was into that big time. I did used to want to be a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. Then I went to college, thought about being a fashion merchandiser. But I just been working the last 35 years, and mm-hmm. now I'm kind of getting close to where I want to retire maybe in the next year or so.
Well, that's exciting.
But I want to work part-time.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Let's fast forward for a year, real quick. Mm-hmm. In a year when you retire, are you financially, you're pretty flexible to do whatever you want to do?
On a part-time basis, yes. I'm married and, you know, I plan on getting probably filing Social Security then and get my retirement.
Great.
But I want to work part-time. And
no, I know. But the point is you're flexible. You don't have to have a certain amount of money. You just would like to work part-time just to keep your heart going. Okay, great.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's a really important status for you, because that lets me know, okay, you can give a shot to this dream that you always had and you never did anything about it. And you are not too old. It's not too late. Unless I'm missing something, I think you need to get into the clothing game, and I'm just going to leave it that broad. We can dive in for a little bit, but why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you try that? Because you went to school for it.
Well, I didn't finish, but I did.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you didn't finish. Uh-huh. Pamela, you're good at it. You see things. Do you like making or do you like designing? Is it both? Help me understand. If I could just give it to you tomorrow, a part-time job, in the mm-hmm. clothing game, let's just leave it that mm-hmm. wide open.
Yeah.
What would you do tomorrow?
I see it.
Tell me.
I wouldn't probably store it no more, but I think I could see different styles and patterns. And
great.
I like, you know, I think I'll be a good buyer. Like I.
Okay. Oh, folks, did you hear what Pamela?
One of my friends told me that, you know, yeah, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's, you know, I get compliments.
Let me ask you this. Is that a personal mm-hmm. shopper or a shopper like you're working at like a Nordstrom or whatever and people come in and you're an on-staff stylist? Shopper. What about it? What about a shopper? You know, what about a buyer where you're actually working for a store and you're helping buy the next season's clothes from wholesalers or whatever? I'm just trying to identify a couple of things that would put you
in.
You
have to have a degree.
No, you don't.
As a buyer,
No. Heavens no. Oh. I don't believe that for a second. Who told you that?
Oh, I just assumed that.
Yeah, but here's my point. Do you have any knowledge to back up that assumption?
No, I don't.
I may be wrong, but I'm the guy who just assumes that a degree is kind of optional for most careers. It's not optional for a lawyer. It's not optional for a scientist. Mm-hmm. It's not optional for an astronaut. Mm-hmm. It's not optional for a doctor. But in the clothing industry, if you're personally styling people or you are working, what if you're working for a tailor? You know? Oh my gosh, did you hear that? Pamela's starting. You've never thought about that. You know why? Because you are like so many people, Pamela, that before you called me today, you knew what it was that you'd love to do that you never did, but you think it's too late. and you think the ship has sailed. And so therefore, you don't ever even look into it. Versus me, I'm truly ignorant about the clothing industry. I mean, I'm just saying stuff like, I don't think you need a degree. Well, I might be wrong, Pamela, but it is my ability to go, I think there's probably another way than a degree that makes me look into it. So I think we've had our conversation. I don't think anything more needs to be said because you know what you want to do and you only want to do it part-time. So you're just not a huge commitment on the behalf of an employer. But they go, man, Pamela loves this stuff. And she's got a background in it. She studied for it. She's got an eye for it. And more importantly, she has a passion for it. And that,
I mean, where do I like start on searching online?
Yes. Start talking to people. How about you walk into, you're in Dallas. I can't tell you how good the shopping is in Dallas. It's incredible. So start going into those nice department stores and walk up to the nice ladies in the women's clothing section and go, hey, what are the positions that you all employ? I'm just curious. I'm not applying today. I'm not asking for an application, but I'm just curious. Do you work with a tailor? They're going to go, yeah, we have a tailor. Yeah. She comes in, you know, X amount of days. Oh, okay, great. Who is that? I'd love to reach out to her. Or I'd love to meet her. Oh, she's in the back. Let me go get her. And you go, hey, does anybody work with you, you know, out there, personal styler? Ask the people, do they style? Go online and look at what positions they hire. Go to some boutique stores. Start thinking about all the different places in Dallas, Texas that are in the clothing space. And then what happens is you begin to identify, these are some places where I can go get some information. And you use the proximity principle. And Pamela, my number one best-selling book is entitled The Proximity Principle. The principle itself says in order to do what Pamela wants to do, she's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Come on, Pamela. You know who those people are. You know where those places are. But I'm going to give you my best-selling book. Madison, let's give Pamela a copy of my book. It's going to walk you step by step to the people you need to be around and in the place you need to be in. And the right people plus the right places always equals opportunity. Pamela, where you don't see opportunity, you will begin to see it when you're around the right people and when you're in the right places. It's like showing up at a train station. Oh, come on, Ken. That's a little romantic. That's a little oversimplified. Is it? Or did I do it to get into the broadcasting game? 9 years ago, starting out, taking a broadcasting class in my zip code, starting to volunteer at a local radio station, doing high school football play-by-play on the internet when only two people were listening, the kid next to me and my wife at home because she's a good woman. Don't tell me that proximity doesn't work. It works because it allows me to learn what I need to learn, do what I need to do, and connect with who I need to connect with. Oh, folks, I can't give you all a book, but you can buy it at kencoleman.com right now. Hey, don't go anywhere. More of your calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us as we talk to men and women every day, caller after caller, to help you start to love Mondays again. 70% of Americans are miserable at work because they're not engaged. They may be doing work they're good at, but it's not work that they love. And this is a crisis, and it's solvable. How? When we get men and women in their sweet spot where they use what they do best, that's their talent, strengths, and skills, to do what they love. Work that makes their heart get on fire because you love engaging in the work and you love the result of the work. Now, this is purposeful living, and that's what we're about here on The Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Lyndon, who's on the line in Indianapolis. Lyndon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken.
Hi, Lyndon. How are you?
Just great. I got an interesting situation because you're always talking about dream jobs and dream careers and stuff, and that's what I feel like I've I've been through. I've had a dream career, something that I truly loved and enjoyed doing, you know, every day. And that ended about 6 years ago due to the job being eliminated. So what I'm doing right now is sort of similar. I mean, I got into another job, but it just doesn't really use all my skills. And I've been doing it for about 6 years now, five or six. And I'm kind of in a position now where I know the job. I still enjoy doing it, but I'm just not feeling challenged. And I don't know if it's time for me to look to move on or what, but I'm kind of old enough that I'm looking to retire in about 5 or 6 years and just I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah. Well, the answer is yes, it's time for you to start looking. And soon after that, it's time to leave. You are in a classic situation where you are starting to have some buildup on your heart. It might feel a little bit like burnout, but it's not, because you have one of the five causes of buildup, and that is you're bored. You're just bored. Mm-hmm. You said it, not me. And that's one of the causes. And you need a new challenge, because you're not operating at maximum levels. That's the sweet mm-hmm. spot. Remember, we have to use what we do best to do what we love to do most, and you're not able to use all those talents. You're not being challenged. These are your words, not mine. And so when that is the case, there are two responses.
Okay.
Or rather, two options. One, is there a new opportunity in my current company where I can step into something that is challenging me every day and forcing me to grow? And if there's not, the other option is to look outward. And so you at least need to have the conversation with your leader. If you feel like that conversation is not necessary because you already know the answer, then don't. But start looking today and start identifying places that have roles that you know are in your sweet spot. And this is what's great for you, Lyndon. And I'm going to put a little mm-hmm. bit more pressure on you than I would most callers.
Right.
Because you were in your dream job 6 years ago, so you know the elements. It's not going to be exactly the same, but you know the work and you know the results that you're looking for. So now you mm-hmm. got to go find it, and you need to go find it quickly and then step into it, because you got a 5 or 6 year run ahead of you, and I want you to finish on a high note.
Uh-huh.
So you called to ask me, is it time? It's past time. And I think you needed me to tell you.
So what am I looking for?
I thought we just established that you had a dream job 6 years ago. So what skills were you using? You don't have to answer this.
Right.
Because you're making this more difficult than it is. You know what your top talents are. You know what your top skills are. You also told us that you're not using them now. And so you know what work you love. You know what results matter deeply to you. And you have a dream job to go back into. And look, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, when I was there, when I was moving up, what were the things that I did and what were the results that happened? And that's what made it the dream job. So you make a list and then you start to look around and you go, all right, does this exist over here? Does this exist over there? And we begin to identify, again, roles, tasks, functions that you get juice from being involved in. And you already know what your top talents are. So you're overthinking this. I'm just going to push you out of the nest. Go, Lyndon. Don't overthink this. Get back to a place of clarity that you were in 6 years ago. And start looking. Start telling everybody that you know, I'm looking for this. And then get in proximity. Get around people that are doing what you want to do. Get in places, i.e. companies. Get around those people, get around those places, get in those places, start connecting with people, and all of a sudden, opportunities that you didn't see today will materialize tomorrow. Let's go to Isaac, who's on the line in, I hope I'm saying this right, Chaska, Minnesota. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for all you do and for taking my call.
Sure.
I am pretty pumped to be able to talk to you.
All right. How can I help? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so I heard you talking with a bunch of guests earlier about different opportunities. So Garrett, Pamela, Lyndon, all talking about different career choices a little later in their career. I am 25 years old, and still trying to kind of find my why. And so just to give you a little context, I feel like my wife and I are doing good things at this stage. We're paying down our debts, but she's starting to find a little bit more of a clear path as to what fires her up. Yep. And what she wants to do. And I'm still trying to figure mine out.
Okay. Well, what do you do best? Just give me real fast. I mean, lightning fast. I want you to just tick them off. The things that people say you do better than anything else.
I can walk in a room and make 10 friends. Pretty easy.
Okay, that's
so I can schmooze pretty well.
Well, no, we call that connecting. What else?
I like leading a small group, making people feel good, and I love to learn. Genuinely love to learn.
Okay, now that's the love part. What do you do? You're really good with people. Do people compliment you on your leading skills?
They do.
Okay,
yeah.
Give me one other top talent or strength that you have. Top of the barrel.
I would say the ability to empathize with people and hear their story.
Oh, boy. All right, now we talk about what you love to do most. What do you love to do most? Give me the things you do. If you got paid to do these things, you'd lose your mind.
Oh, man.
No, you just said one earlier. Say it again.
I love to learn, you know, and be challenged intellectually.
Uh-huh. What else?
I love hearing people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
And connecting there.
What do you do? What do you do? What do you love to do when you hear their stories? Is there anything else that you love to do in that whole engagement?
Yeah. I guess I like to take what they have said, and I guess talk to others about that or teach it in some degree.
Okay. So I want you to say this. I don't want you to think twice. I want you to blurt it out.
Okay.
If I gave you something tomorrow to just try, a job that was no risk, you were going to be successful at it, but there was no pressure to do it for the rest of your life, what would you do? Say it right now. Go.
Teaching.
Yep. That's what I thought. Who would you teach? Say it.
High school to college, probably.
That's what I thought. Now, how easy was that? So now here's what's next. You got to figure out, what do I need to do? What do I need to learn to get qualified to teach? How much is that going to cost me? How long is that going to take? And let's use the old proximity principle. Get around some people that are teaching that age group that you just mentioned to me. Have coffee with them. Have lunch with them. How'd they get there? What do they love most? What do they like the least? What do they think you should do to get in? Who are some other people they can connect you with? You do that right there, and you are going to be moving down the path. All right, before I let you go, folks, remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.